Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well. This is Jeremy with you. So back in my childhood, there's a few things that divided us. You know, maybe where to eat or what toys to play with or what game to play. But one of them also caused some division, you know, nationwide. And that was the Cola Wars. Coke versus Pepsi was a genius marketing ploy that didn't really cause fighting, but it did illustrate how a simple product created contention in society by getting people to choose one side. Coke versus Pepsi had been a battle since the late 1800s, and it gave people a reason to at least argue why one was better, why one was their favorite, and why the other opinion was wrong. But I think that might be the real issue. People just like to argue and be right. Of course, outside of soda, this happens in churches too. Should we allow hats to be worn in the worship service? Do we use our paper Bible or our digital Bible on our phones? Should we even have our phones? And for us here at Emmanuel Faith, is it the family center or the gym? And if you'd like the official answer, talk to Scott Smith. But little things can cause a fight if we allow them. Now, of course, this happened in Corinth, and that's why we're still talking about it today. Culturally, there were practices that made sense for Romans, for Greeks, for Jews, for Gentiles, etc. And those practices began to mesh, and sometimes clashes would happen in the early church. And it came to the point where people actually came to church with a grudge against one another. Maybe you can relate because someone stole your parking spot on a Sunday morning. Paul knew Satan would take that foothold and rip a huge hole into the heart of the church. If they weren't careful, a little contention over head coverings and prophesizing could grow into a full-blown division. Paul gave some really simple advice that I'll sum up this way. Make it work. We don't have to have a standard practice established just yet. I think 2,000 years later, we still have to make things work for the sake of unity in some practices in the church right now. You know, here's how I relate to this passage personally. God has done two funny things in my life that helped me make it work, if you will. There's two things that I thought I'd never be a pastor of. One was Resonate. My wife is the one who decided we should go there instead of the main service. Two was youth ministry. I actually said in seminary, I don't want to be a youth pastor. But God put me in those positions to let go of some of my practices, and He blessed me beyond I could ask for by allowing me to step into those ministries. And my life has changed for the better because the Lord let me choose unity over contention, preference, or practice. In light of the passage, and in the heart of verse 16, where are some areas God might be asking you to build unity in the church? Think about that. Let that resonate in your heart, and then talk to God about it and see what He's actually asking you to do. Hope you're well. I hope God blesses you today. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.